And I can state very clearly, and I mean this genuinely, that the fishing industry was thrown under the bus to secure Brexit. Had we at that time threatened to veto Brexit, then we wouldn't have a problem today. We would have had a problem with European, but we certainly would have had the mackerel that we've given away to secure Brexit. The processing sector will be severely impacted. There are numerous jobs that will be lost in rural areas where there's no alternative sources of employment. I think that the department and you, Minister, and your colleagues in government, you must firm up. We must take Europe on. I do believe that you won't succeed unless you go out into the various member states. And it's not just enough to negotiate with the maritime states. I'm suggesting to you, Minister, that you call in the ambassadors in all of these countries, not just in the coastal states, but in all of the others in Eastern Europe, because they will have an input. And I know from experience over the years, they will go along with the Commission's recommendations. But if you or the ambassadors meet their counterparts and meet those responsible and highlight for them the implications for us and request them not to vote in favour, they'll go for a qualified majority, of course, but not to vote, and make it very clear to them. And I would hope that the Minister for Foreign Affairs, who told me he was quite interested in resolving this, and so is the Taoiseach, call in the ambassadors and get them to go to the various capitals